4th. You'll be glad you did.
Tune into Real Estate Today with Stephen Gascoy as he helps open doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. 93.7 WBQO.
Wake up with This Morning, America's first news, first thing every weekday morning with me, Gordon Deal. 93.7 WBQO, St. Simons Island.
Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
We are stuck in the middle of a sports news week where there's not a lot going on. Yeah, we've got the Olympics, but baseball spring training really hasn't gotten going. There is no NFL. There is no college football, just off-season stuff. So that does give us the opportunity to get really creative here on the show. So later in the show, we're going to give you our all-time Atlanta Braves starting team. Bullpen, rotation, position players. By the way, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. Kip Branch is next to me. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-262-9961. Excuse me.
We'll take calls, too, via the Pristine Water landline, 912-275-7017. We'll get to the Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. We got a little special something lined up for that.
Pretty good stuff.
Always pretty good stuff. This is the Jason Bishop Show. That's what we do is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we do pretty good stuff on Saturday mornings here. Outside of football predictions, well, half of us do that good, but the other half, we're going to work on it in the off season.
I can't wait to get you in line.
Brunswick High basketball, another great basketball season, Jason.
Sweet 16 appearance for the Pirates under Chris Turner, and he has pretty much turned that program into a powerhouse.
It's the gold standard basketball program in this part of the state. It is. I mean, 25-4 record, and battled a lot of injuries this year with starters missing significant game time, and he still pulled a 25-win season out of a team which basically, Jason, didn't have a lot of hype. They just, outran and just were quick, and they just, you know, basically had three or four or five guards out there playing basketball, and he got 25 wins out of this team.
Their season did end to Jonesboro 62-51 in the Sweet 16 of the GHSA tourney. And so the teams that are left in that tournament, North Atlanta, Heritage Conyers, Gainesville, Lakeside Evans, Hughes, Coffee, Tri-Cities, and Jonesboro.
Jonesboro's a pretty good team. Brunswick Cotto, if you look at the stat sheet, Jason, 7-for-19 from the free throw line in the basketball game. I think Jonesboro missed two free throws the whole game. They were like 17-for-19. That's pretty much the difference in the ball game. Brunswick High got down 19-2 early.
Mm-hmm. Scored the first bucket, and that was
Jonesboro went on a 19-point run, and Brunswick battled back, cut it, got it. I think at one time down to 3, and just hung in there. But you know, down the stretch, Jonesboro, give them credit. They came from South Atlanta down here and got a win in a tough environment here in Brunswick. Brunswick's a good program now known around the state. Chris Turner is one of the best basketball coaches in high school basketball, and he's done a fantastic job. That's like 20 win seasons in a row for Brunswick High, maybe even more. So basketball program is pretty good on Alabama Avenue.
Chris Turner's done a fantastic job, and every year the Pirates just hope that they can hold on to him, because every year he gets flooded with offers to go somewhere else.
I think Glen County will lock him down.
I hope so.
He's a fantastic coach. Does a good job with these kids, and you know, just does a fantastic job.
The Glen Academy baseball team 5-0. They run ruled Camden County 13-3. They're undefeated in the new Wainwright Field. They look so far early on like the real deal. There was a lot of hype about this team coming in, and led by, of course, Randon Jernigan. They look the part of a serious, at this point, I'm going to go ahead and have this fall out of my mouth, a serious state championship contender.
They are a serious state championship contender. Jernigan, he's batted 400 all 3 years he's been in high school so far, and he's the leader of that ball club. Going to Georgia, going to get drafted highly in the upcoming draft. This team's for real. Bowden's a great pitcher. They're deep. They've got talent. Got a great coach. They're going to scare some folks up in Atlanta.
So we're going to get to our Greenscapes Landscape and Design Sound of the Week. So obviously the All-Star break was this past weekend for the NBA, and LeBron got some airtime, because LeBron never gets airtime.
This is the best weekend at NBA, where all the countries in the whole entire world come watch the greatest players in the world, no matter if they're a part of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And I get to sit up here and talk about social injustice, equality, and why a woman on a certain network decided to tell me to shut up and dribble. So, thank you. Whatever her name is, I don't even know her name, but I appreciate. What is it?
Nobody knows.
Oh, Tiago says no one knows.
I was actually told, I'm gonna play something else, but I was told not to play this by our producer, but it's the Jason Bishop Show, and I'm Jason Bishop. And so, in the spirit of what LeBron just said, that this reporter took a shot at him because he was so, I guess, outspoken. So he takes a shot back at her, and no one knows her name, right?
Right.
What is your name?
I told you!
It doesn't matter what your name is!
That's good. The Rock. That's good stuff. Well, you know, LeBron, he's on the tail end of his career. His skills aren't what they used to be. He's playing on a team that's probably not going to win the NBA championship for, like, how many finals he's been to and lost. He's not the best player in the league anymore, so he's got to take a platform somewhere. We talked about this last night at Catch 228.
I'm sure you did.
One of our sponsors on this show, George, he's one of the best out there in the business, takes care of us when we go in there. And we talked a little bit about LeBron last night. He's not the best player in the NBA anymore. He's not.
It's really hard.
He's not the best
to
player.
To be the best player to have ever lived and not be the best player in the NBA. But we've had these discussions all day long, and I can talk you into circles and prove you wrong time and time again, as I have always done with this particular argument, and it's not even worth getting into. We're going to stick to what's on the show script there.
Yeah, it's on the show script. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't lose NBA finals. Period.
He also didn't go to as many as LeBron did.
He went to 6.
How many has LeBron been to? More than that.
He went to 6, and how many did Jordan win? Thank you.
That wasn't the question. The question was, who has been to more? And that's LeBron.
Yeah, because they in the era of super teams now, where they go out and bring free agents in.
You've hijacked the show. It's not on the script sheet. And yet we're still having the LeBron conversation.
Okay. You brought it up. You put it in the sound of the week. And I've just added that he's taking a political stance platform now because he's not the best player anymore. And the focus is not on his game. The focus now is what he says to the media.
What is your name?
I told you!
It doesn't matter what your name is!
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's? All the locals will tell you, Brogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas, 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.
All right, back here on the Jason Bishop Show. So we had the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine. Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, we have here with us via the Pristine Water landline, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Well, Dr. Sasser, as you well know, everyone else, Olympics raging full force. And there was a skier, Jackie Wiles, who injured herself right before the Olympics, so she's not going to participate in the skiing. Jackie Wiles, of course, from Portland, Oregon. She skidded out of bounds in Germany in the final World Cup stop right before the Olympics, and she tore her left ACL, fractured her left fibula and tibia. How common is that injury in skiing?
Well, probably in skiing, it's probably more common than, you know, the rest of us that are just going down the bunny slopes, because they go at such a high velocity. It's more of a high energy type injury than your normal ACLs that we would see in football players that, you know, blow out the ACLs. That's the most common injury we think about, but these folks are going down the hill at 60, 70 plus miles an hour, and so when they go from that fast to zero and decelerate, they get it. It's a high energy type injury.
Which is a bigger deal, the injury for a skier, the torn ACL or the fractured fibula or the tibia?
Well, probably, you know, it's hard to know how bad the tibia fracture or the fibula fracture is. That was probably more secondary to the bony contusion or the impact when, you know, watching her go down and then she hit one of those fences and just completely decelerated. So I don't know if that would have to be operated on. And but all in all, as long as the cartilage in the joint itself is fine, then that's probably not as big of a deal with her. It's, again, kind of like the Lindsey Vonn type thing. It's the ACL, to have that stability of your leg when you're flying down the mountain.
Is this a type of injury for a skier that might, could be career ending?
It can, definitely. You know, ACL reconstruction is a great procedure, just like a lot of other orthopedic type procedures, but some people don't come back to 100%. And again, as a downhill skier, they put so much force across their knee. I mean, that knee needs to be at 100%. And for those elite athletes, unlike you and I, who could probably get away with your knee being back to 70%, 75%, it has to just be, you know, perfect.
With the knee having to be perfect for a skier, is there any type of special rehab that a skier would have to go through versus you or I, or even a professional football or baseball player?
No, probably with the professional football players. Probably the ones that I would see that correlate with the skier would be like the running back that had the ACL. You know, everything that Nick Chubb had to go through in order to regain all the strength of the muscles around the knee while allowing the ACL to heal. And so it's a long process. And, I mean, this could easily be a 12 to 18 month process, kind of like baseball players with Tommy John surgery. The ligament itself heals quick enough, 4 to 6 months, but the rehab to get them back into top form with pitching, just like going down the mountain, could take greater than a year.
Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Making me smarter typically is what he does when he comes on. Okay, so we talked about the time frame and the special rehab. This is, I don't really know how to phrase this question, so I'm going to do my best. This might be a little junky, so just stay with me if you can.
Sure.
So a running back injures his ACL, and like you mentioned, Nick Chubb, top of his game, and Nick Chubb really didn't regain form for a while.
Right.
So a running back that injures his ACL and doesn't ever really get back to being that same running back, but is still good enough to play in the NFL, right? You follow me?
Sure, yes.
Okay. So with a professional skier, can we expect something similar to where we have a top-notch skier, she tears her ACL, but she can still be a skier, even though that the knee really didn't heal back to 100%, or is that sport just too demanding to be able to do that?
No, I think I see where you're going with it, and I agree with you. I think you can get back, she can get back to skiing. She might even get back to the top 100 or top 50. But will she, you know, she was basically about to kind of make a run for, possible Olympic gold and, you know, the peak of her career. And now that could put her out 12 to 15 months and then have to get back into that. I mean, even Lindsey Vonn, who has had multiple ACL surgeries, she would have the ACL surgery and then been out for a while. Now with her, she has just the athletic prowess to be able to get back. But not everybody can do that. And so Jackie Wiles might come back to 100%, or she might just never make it to that next level again.
Gotcha. Dr. Sasser, I want to thank you for taking the time again. Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show via the Pristine Water Landline on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that you're pretty much right in between surgeries. Am I wrong?
I am. But I enjoy doing it. So thanks for letting me call in.
Thank you, Dr. Sasser. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Bo Sasser.
That was a good interview.
Always is a good interview. Those interviews make me a lot smarter than what I really am. It's not hard to do.
Yeah, okay.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, New Era Pools, and by Brogans.
Urgent Med is more than just urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all over Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's Island in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime, get in and out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Next segment, we're going to do the weekend review.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N tuckerattty.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Dish Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Dish Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick basketball team has its season come to an end in the Sweet 16 of the GHSA State Tourney, falling to Jonesboro 62-51. Congrats on a great season, Pirates. On the diamond, Glenn's baseball team looks like the real deal early on, still undefeated on the season and coming off of a 13-3 thumping of Camden. Over in Darien, the Bucks are zeroing in on a new football coach hire, and reportedly that hire will not be former Pirate coach Larry Harrell. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune into the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday mornings, 10 a.m.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and as always, one of my favorite segments on this show is the weekend review. So here we go.
And here we go. Reggie Wayne to the Colts Ring of Honor. Further proof that a great quarterback can turn an average receiver into a great one. Mark Cuban, if you are looking on how to lose and tank the rest of your season, the Hawks will be glad to supply you with the manual. Mercedes Lewis drives to contract extension with Jags. Did you see what I did there? Mercedes drives. Apparently, the rebuilding virus in Major League Baseball has traveled from Miami to Tampa, which means the Braves will be the best team in the South. Tiger named vice captain of the Ryder team. Maybe he can get a vice win in a tourney, too.
He's in contention right now.
The United States has the best women hockey players in the world. And now what?
The NBA has launched a confidential workplace helpline in case the Dallas Mavericks execs get hired somewhere else. Sony Michel posted a thank you to Georgia fans on the Players Tribune.
It was good.
No, Sony, thank you. Ronald Acuna, Andrew Jones, or Jeff Francoeur. Remember him? Yeah, he was the last big thing. I have decided to quit this show and become a professional curler. And these are my thoughts.
Oh, my. A professional curler.
I think I'd be good at it.
You think so?
I mean, you just take a rock and let it go. How hard is that? You can get a gold medal for sliding a rock down a piece of ice.
You can.
I mean, I think I'd be pretty good at that.
You might be surprised. I watched a little bit of that last night. It was,
Well, let me ask your opinion.
Okay.
Would I be better at curling than I am at doing this show?
I mean, I haven't seen you doing anything athletically. I know you're probably better at curling than predicting football games. I can guarantee you that. You will be a lot better at that. That's one thing I know for sure.
Denial is a stinky drug.
So, yeah, you probably could be a decent curler.
Okay. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and Big City Cleaners.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. That food is good there.
I took Renee there for Valentine's Day. Nailed it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
This segment says we're supposed to talk about the Olympics. This is one of those things, we did this last week. I don't know why it's back on the shot list. But we're supposed to talk about Olympics.
The Olympics have been good in the last week now.
The ratings are down.
Well, I mean, it's tape delay. You get a lot of results before you even get home, and people don't tune in and watch, you know?
Here's the medal count. Norway with 38 total, 13 of those are gold. Germany, 28 total, 13 of those are gold. Canada with 28, 11 of those are gold. The United States is fourth with 23 medals, 15 behind first place Norway, and 9 of those are gold. And then the Netherlands are at 20 with 8 gold.
I read an article that said the U.S. women's figure skating, this is the worst Olympics ever for the U.S. women's figure skating squad.
I think I'd be a good figure skater.
You do? Can you even ice skate? You ever been ice skating?
Yeah, I've been once.
Okay. How'd your legs feel when you got done?
It was a good workout.
Yeah. It's you're a little sore, aren't you?
There's not. I don't think there's much difference in ice skating and regular roller skating.
You don't?
No.
I can't do either very well. One thing you'll get from me on this broadcast is honesty. If I'm bad at something, I'll tell you.
Me too.
No, you have not learned that trait yet. But you're getting there. I'm still working with you. You're like I said, you're like that piece of clay. I'm molding you into a sports guy.
I think I'd be a good skier.
I think you would have a conversation with the doctor that just did the interview on how your recovery plan is going to take place.
This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. You can catch any of the show that you miss on demand, 24/7, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We are also on Facebook Live. We will take your calls via the Pristine Water landline.
The U.S. women's hockey team, though.
I think I could do that, too.
They got beat by Canada in the pool player preliminary rounds and came back and beat him for the gold medal.
Yeah.
Did you see the Canadian girl when they put the silver around her neck? She snatched it off. Did you see that?
I missed it.
They put it on her neck and she immediately took it off. She took a lot of heat over that and had to apologize for that. But a lot of seems to be some bad blood between the U.S. and Canadian women's hockey teams. So it was a good win for the U.S. women.
There are a lot of things in the Olympics I feel like I could do.
Okay.
Women's hockey's one.
Okay. What else?
Curling.
Curling.
Skiing.
Downhill. Now, you'd be more of a cross-country guy, shooting them little rifles and shooting the targets out, right?
Mm, yeah, that one too.
Yeah, you'd be good at that. Figure skating?
Yeah.
You think you could medal?
Nail a triple Lutz.
Let's see, what are some of the other sports? You do all the cross, you do the cross country stuff. You'd probably knock it out of the park.
Triple Lutz followed by a triple axel.
Yeah. Sean White, you'd probably be his biggest threat for a gold medal.
I agree. Half pipe, nothing. Let's do the whole pipe.
You just go get him.
Whole pipe. I'm not going halfway on the half pipe, Sean. Mm. If you want me, let's do it all the way. Whole pipe. Let's do the whole pipe, Sean.
He probably will in the next Olympics. He probably will.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
This is the segment that Kip has been licking his chops over. It's the all-time Atlanta Braves.
Well, first of all,
starting team.
First of all, let's get something straight. I scribbled out an all-time Brave team in about 20 minutes. I didn't know Sometimes a producer throws in segments on you and they don't advance email you about it so you can think about it. So just to show the audience today my sports knowledge, I came up with an all-time Braves team in about 5 minutes.
Which is pretty much everything you do on this show, you do in about 5 minutes. I mean, there's no preparation to Kip Ranch in this show.
It's all up here, an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And when you figure that out and you come in here and adjust that attitude a little bit and start listening, you got to listen to understand. You don't listen to talk. When you start listening to understand and your football skills, picking skills, and your knowledge will pick up. Like I said, you're like a jar of clay, man. I'm molding you into a sports guy.
What are we talking about?
I'm molding you. You're not Play-Doh. You're decent clay, but I got to mold you into where you need to be, and it's a work in progress.
The Jason Bishop Show, where you get metaphors on molding clay.
That's where you are. You're like that little art clay.
I have to admit, brother, I'm going to tell you the truth.
What's that?
Since the day that you walked in the door of this studio to start co-hosting this show with me, it is a lot more entertaining every Saturday. Because I don't know what's gonna walk in the door with you. What I do know is show notes and stuff that you need to get prepared to do the show, that stuff isn't walking in the door with you.
Because I don't need it. It's all up here. And when you get to the point where I'm trying to get you, you won't have to be spending countless hours on the internet using up all your data and all that stuff on your phone. It'll just be there, just like that, a snap, and you can just pull it up.
This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. God, I'm having trouble reading today. Swing on in the Greenscapes Landscape and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution.
This is proof to my point. He knew he had to read the script. He knew he was going to have to read the commercial. And that was the first time that he had even looked at the script. He hadn't even looked at it. Well, First of all,
I probably should have brought my glasses in from the truck, but I didn't do it. So I won't make that mistake again.
This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream the show anytime, 24/7, on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're also on Facebook Live. Myself and Kip call in via the Pristine Water landline, 912-275-7017. Before we get to the Atlanta Braves stuff, also some big news to pass along. The Southern Sports Edition magazine, which is pretty prevalent here in Glynn County, McIntosh, and Camden, will be expanding come the summer and will be distributed also in Statesboro.
So that means I can write a Statesboro Blue Devil, the decline of the Statesboro Blue Devils and how they're going to build back up to what they used to be?
Are they?
They need to. They're not what they used to be. I know that.
Not close. Not close. Okay, Atlanta Braves. So the great thing about this is our producer, after he told us position players, five starters, and a closer, he then threw at us, let's do the whole bullpen. So we get to give you six bullpen guys as well for our all-time team. So let's start with catcher. I went Javi Lopez.
I went Javi Lopez too, and that's to me that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, Brian McCann.
No.
Okay. No. At first, for me, this was a tough choice. I went Freddie Freeman, but I debated between McGriff and Freeman.
I went Crime Dog, mm-hmm. Freddie McGriff.
Yeah.
And Freddie Freeman, he's not Crime Dog status yet. Okay. Not saying he won't be, but he's not there yet. He's not at that plateau.
Okay. At second base, I don't really feel like there were a lot of good choices at second, so Marcus Giles is my all-time best second baseman for the Atlanta Braves.
The all-time best second baseman for the Atlanta Braves is Glenn Hubbard, period. There's not nobody else even in the discussion. Maybe Mark Lemke, all the good Braves teams in the 90s, but Glenn Hubbard is the best second baseman in Atlanta Braves history.
Marcus Giles was way better than Mark Lemke. Way better. That's not even arguable. Marcus Giles was hitting 18 home runs a year and hitting 300.
Okay.
Mark Lipke was hitting 240 with two home runs.
But getting big hits in the playoffs.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm talking about regular season stats.
There we're back to the intangible discussion again. See,
just make the stuff up.
You don't factor in intangibles. You look at the numbers. You don't factor in when these players get in the playoffs and the things that they do.
At short, I went Rafael for call.
I went Andrelton Simmons. I think he's a pretty good shortstop. I hated when the Braves traded him.
At third base, you've got two possibles there to go. I went Chipper.
There's no other discussion. Chipper.
Well, Horner. Bob Horner.
He's not Chipper Jones.
No, he's not. I'm just saying.
But when Bob Horner was healthy, okay, Bob Horner could swing the bat with the best of them. When he was healthy, he was injured a lot during his career. I was at, I went to a July 4th game, I think it was 1986, to watch the Braves play a baseball game. Next day, Bob Horner hits four home runs. In
you
a
missed
game.
It.
I missed it.
In left field, pretty easy choice there, Hank Aaron.
He's the greatest Brave of all time.
In center, I went Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones. Talent-wise, maybe the most talented player the Braves have ever had in their organization.
You know what? For once, I completely 100% agree with you. Andrew Jones had the potential to be a once-in-a-generation type player, and Andrew Jones, as good as he was at the major league level, got by with nothing more than just raw talent. If he had actually focused himself and dedicated himself to working, he would have been arguably one of the top three players to have ever played the game.
Hmm. He was that good. He had that kind of talent.
Over in right field, I went Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy, yeah.
I debated between Murphy and Justice.
You know, Murphy started out his career as a catcher. And then they moved him to the outfield.
All right, so our starting rotation, I went Maddux, Glavin, Smoltz, Niekro, Hudson.
I went Maddux, Smoltz, Glavin, Niekro, and Steve Avery.
Oh, man. Good pick with Steve Avery. If he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have been in that conversation when we talk about Glavin, Maddux, Smoltz. We'd have also included Avery's name in that, too.
Can you imagine a healthy Steve Avery pitching with those top three? You might have seen a couple of more World Series. I mean, he was that good in the early 90s before he started having injury problems.
Yeah, we were talking in the pre-show meeting about that game in 91 where the Braves were down 3-2 to the Pirates and they had to go to Pittsburgh and it was 18 degrees and he threw a two-hit shutout in Pittsburgh.
He was
in
good.
A must-win.
And he was a lefty and threw the ball hard, and he's probably the only lefty in that rotation back then.
Glavin,
I forgot about him. But Glavin's a great, great player, but he is a boring pitcher to watch on TV because he's so deliberate.
Glavin reminds me a lot of a young Jason Bishop.
Mm. I don't see.
Both left-handed.
I don't see the comparisons. I'm sorry.
Both left-handed. Yeah. Both are really good at throwing changeups.
Yeah.
Getting guys out. Just winning Cy Youngs.
Hitting that corner. Rotation. I mean the bullpen.
My closer is Craig Kimbrel.
He's my closer too.
All right. So then from the rest of my bullpen, this is where it got fun.
Yeah.
Mark Wohlers, Carey Leitenberg, Alejandro Pena.
Okay.
John Rocker and Garber.
I've got Mark Wohlers.
Uh-huh.
I've got John Rocker. I got Alejandro Pena. I got Gene Garber. But then I'm going to go back old school on you. Before he became a starting pitcher in the American League and was pretty good, Steve Bedrock Bedrosian was a relief pitcher for the Braves, and he was really, really good for the Braves at the start of his career in the bullpen.
Well, he was good for the Braves toward the end of his career in the bullpen, too.
He's a good... I got Bedrock in there.
One of those submarine guys.
He was a... He played in Savannah, played for the Savannah Braves for a while, yeah. Coming through the system.
We could have... I mean, with the bullpen guys, we could have done this all day. Mike Stanton...
Stanton was good. Man, I struggled at first base, though, because I had three. I had McGriff, Freeman, and Chris Chambliss. You know, third base, you got Bob Horner. Gary Sheffield was a good player, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Gary Sheffield. David Justice can't crack the all-time Brave team in Atlanta. I mean, Rico Cardi from the old days was a good outfielder for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, Ron Gant was a good outfielder for the Braves.
Klesko.
Man, I used to like to watch Klesko swing the bat.
Me too.
Man, he'd just uncoil on one, wouldn't he?
He reminds me a lot of a young Jason Bishop.
Everybody reminds you of Jason Bishop.
If they're good.
If they're good. Okay. But the Braves catcher, you know, McCann and Lopez, Braves hadn't really had that many great catchers. Bruce Benedict, I remember back in the old days. And it just hadn't really been too solid at catcher, have they?
Nah.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The weather may be cooling off, but your pool still needs to be maintained. Don't know who to call? New Era Pools and Spas will keep your pool in tip-top shape year-round. New Era Pools and Spas will handle the big jobs, too. New construction, custom pools and hot tubs, modifications, renovations, leak detections, hardscapes, screen enclosures, you name it. New Era Pools and Spas, 912-268-4317. That's 268-4317. Expect no less than the best.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Dish Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Dish Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brunswick basketball team has its season come to an end in the Sweet 16 of the GHSA State Tourney, falling to Jonesboro 62-51. Congrats on a great season, Pirates. On the diamond, Glenn's baseball team looks like the real deal early on, still undefeated on the season and coming off of a 13-3 thumping of Camden. Over in Darien, the Bucks are zeroing in on a new football coach hire, and reportedly that hire will not be former Pirate coach Larry Harrell. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune into the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday mornings, 10 a.m.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That brings back memories, a lot of them.
See, that tells me a little bit about you too. If you spend a little less time on video games,
oh my god,
playing like PlayStations and Madden 16. See, you get
that,
caught,
that
you get,
right. See, okay. First, let me cut you off right there.
You get
because
caught up
that
on
music is not. If you think that music
that's
is PlayStation,
that's old school.
That's Nintendo stuff, man. Nintendo. That was when I was like, well, I'm not going to tell you how old I was, but that was when I was a boy.
So you evolved from Nintendo into PlayStation.
The fantastic sports host that I am.
So my point is, when we're trying to teach you about intangibles and things like that that make people into the type of players that they are, it gets back to your LeBron discussion. When you get off the games, video games, and start actually watching people and what they do and their attitude and the way they carry themselves when the pressure's on the line, then you'll learn a little bit of more. That factors into to what kind of player a person is. Don't we have some sponsors for this segment?
God, yes, please, let's get to them. This segment is brought to you by thank you. It is brought to you by Pristine Water, Coconut Kev's, and Brunswick Country Club.
The place to have your custom T-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event. Coconut Kev's, banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products, Coconut Kev's is full service. Add special ties dealer.
Again, he didn't read the script before specialties, he threw it out there.
Specialties dealer. There's a gap here. Located off of exit 58, a half mile east to the Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call at 912-832-2141. Find Coconut Kev's on Facebook. I have botched these ads today, so I got to pick it up. I'll pick it up next week. I'm sorry, listeners. I've had a bad day with the script today. If you were with me last night, you probably understand why. Jags. The Jacksonville Jaguars. What do they need? They need a quarterback.
Agreed.
They need a quarterback. I want them so bad to bite the bullet and go out and pay the big money and bring Kirk Cousins in here. Would they do it?
Let me ask you a question about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, top 10 quarterback in the NFL, yes or no?
He's hovering around the top 10.
That's not what I asked you. I didn't ask if he was hovering. Kirk Cousins, top 10 quarterback in the NFL, yes or no?
No.
I agree. Top 15, yes.
Yes. Blake Bortles, top 30.
No.
I mean, that's...
No, my answer is no.
That's the issue. Now, do you go out and sign a top 15 quarterback, or do you sit there with a guy that's hovering around between 25 and 32 in the league as a starter?
Let me tell you the truth about what the Jaguars should do.
Okay.
I mean, this they're coming off a season where they went to an AFC championship game, and whether you think Blake Bortles is the answer or not, the cold hard truth is... He took them to an AFC championship game. Okay? So stay with me here.
He took them. Okay, I got you. I'm still with you.
Okay. He was
He was
the starting quarterback. See, you're twisting me already. All right. So he was the... Okay, I'll redefine Kip. Just for Kip. He was the starting quarterback on a team that went to the AFC championship game. You feel better about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Trent Dilfer was a quarterback on the Super Bowl champion. So that we're... You see where I'm going with that?
Sure.
Okay.
To replace a quarterback that was on your team when you made an AFC championship game run would be a little bit, I think, early.
Okay.
A little early. So, if I was the Jags, this is what I would do. I would say to Blake Bortles, we have the utmost faith in you to be our guy to get us over that hump and win a Super Bowl. You are our guy. Now I'd let him go. I'd let him walk out of the office. And as soon as he walked out of that office, I'd get on the phone to my general manager and I would say, you need to find us a really good backup, a veteran good backup that could start if necessary, get him signed, and we're going to draft a quarterback in this draft because the quarterback class is so deep. We're going to draft a quarterback in the first four rounds.
You read my story yesterday.
I told you this months ago.
You read my story.
Well, yeah, of course I read your story, Kip. You're a good writer.
So The insurance policy could be a Sam Bradford.
Great signing.
He could come in, and if Blake doesn't get it done, Bradford could come in and lead that team to the Super Bowl. There's no doubt in my mind. If he can stay healthy. Then you draft a quarterback. There's a lot of good quarterbacks out there in this draft. I put Mason Rudolph in my article just because, you know, where the Jags are picking and where he's projected to go, that could be a good option for him.
In the first four rounds. Somewhere in the first four rounds.
Jags
should take a quarterback.
If they draft a quarterback in the top four rounds, then that means they have no confidence in Blake Bortles.
But in the event that Blake Bortles works out, at least you have a contingency plan. And if he does end up being your guy, then you have two pieces on your roster that are valuable that you can trade to bring back future draft picks.
That's right. You could do it.
See, like,
They need help at quarterback. They need help at wide receiver. They got to upgrade the wide receiver core.
I should be a general manager.
They do. They've got to either go out in the free agent market, because there's a lot of good wide receivers on the free agent market, and then or draft somebody. Decent wide receiver draft, but they've got to upgrade. They're probably going to lose some guys to free agency. Robinson's probably gone.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that he might sign with the Cowboys. How would Dez Bryant look in a Jaguar uniform? Ooh.
That's the type of receiver that the Jaguars need.
They need somebody like that.
That explosive outside guy that will stretch the defense.
They need somebody like that, and then they need somebody like Amendola from the Patriots that can extend drives on third down.
You know who Danny Amendola reminds me of?
Who?
A young Jason Bishop.
I don't see the comparison.
Well, we're...
Yeah. Maybe 20 years ago. I don't know. But...
We're both really good at catching footballs.
Okay. Jags need help at linebacker. Puzlesny, or whatever his name is.
There you go.
He's probably going to be gone to free agency. And there's some good linebackers on the market out there. I think they're one piece away on that defense, and that's another linebacker, because they do not need to move Miles Jack to the inside. He's a playmaker on the outside.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N Tucker. ATTY.com. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislepharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Wake up with This Morning, America's first